A plan to build between 600 and 1,000 townhouse units of various styles on more than 13 hectares of land tucked between green space, a metal recycler and property already slated for development on Main Street in the city's East End. Toronto-based real estate developer Madison Group has applied to the city to redesignate the land at 1070 and 1140 Main Street from industrial and open space to allow a subdivision with low to medium density residential units. Council passed a resolution in 2021 asking that 1140 Main Street be removed from an employment area to allow for residential and commercial development. The property, which abuts the Cambridge Waste Management Center to the northeast, was included in the recently adopted Main and Dundas Secondary Plan, a policy framework to guide growth and redevelopment in the area. The city has received official plan amendment, zoning bylaw amendment and plan of subdivision applications for the lands addressed as 1070 and 1140 Main Street. The application calls for official plan and zoning amendments with a site-specific policy to permit an increased density on site from 40 to 56 dwelling units per gross hectare of land. The change would recognize natural areas on site and permit a public park on about 1 hectare of land with a 1.3-hectare stormwater management block. The applicant has proposed two public streets to access the housing blocks. The subject lands have an approximate area of 17.94 hectares with 355 meters of frontage on Main Street. Each block contains some surface parking dedicated for visitors with an average parking rate of 1.25 spaces per dwelling unit. Of this parking rate, one space per dwelling unit is provided for residents and 0.25 spaces per dwelling unit is provided for visitors. Grand River Transit services don't currently operate along this portion of Main Street. Several studies accompany the application, including environment, geotechnical, stormwater management, transportation impact, and an arborist report. Necessary technical studies have been undertaken to prove that the proposed land uses will not create or not be impacted by adverse impacts of the surrounding uses, reads the planning justification report. The studies have concluded that any potential risk from noise, odor, and other contaminants are negligible. In its initial response to the applicant, the city outlines how affordable housing will be an important consideration in a development of this size. If affordable housing is not being added on the site, staff suggest a minimum $1,000 per unit contribution to the city's Affordable Housing Contribution Fund. A statutory public meeting has been scheduled for March 4 at 6:30 p.m. in Council Chambers. Those who wish to speak at the meeting can register here. The staff contact for the application is Melissa Moore.